I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope.
I'm already drunk.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
Everything's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID is out of control. Everyone's pretending like it's no big deal.
Yeah. All the things. I don't know why Flo Rida is on my Spotify. It's just kind of on.
I don't know.
I wonder if Benina was listening to it. Welcome to my house. Welcome to the COVID house. Really sucks here. Yeah, no, we don't have COVID here.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I just feel crazy. I went out to Trader Joe's today.
Even my doctor friends who have been super careful about it.
Every single person who I saw not wearing a mask at Trader Joe's, I was just like, oh, I hate you. Like, I hope
Trader Joe's.
Like, I hope you can see my eyes right now behind my, I was wearing a mask and a hat. Like, I hope you see with my eyes how much I hate you right now.
I should have coughed on him.
I was wearing my KN95, bish.
I don't care. Make him jump. Think twice.
Are there any white men we hate this week?
I just hate them all in general. So, is it time to hate my husband yet? He texted me today. A fucked up conspiracy theory that COVID was breaking news. There's been a leak of confidential information that there's a whistleblower coming, that COVID was developed by the US, but it was done in a Chinese lab because it's illegal to do it here. I couldn't roll my eyes hard enough.
I thought your husband was smart.
I said, you need to stop. Stop it. Like, in my text, I was like, stop it.
I did that the eye roll. Stupid person thing to believe.
I did the eye roll emojis. I said, stop it. And I said, number one, I don't put it past our government to do that. But number two, when a reliable news source reports it, then you can share it with me. Until then, keep your fucked up conspiracy theories that your brother sends you to yourself, or you will find yourself divorced soon.
Yeah. I mean, there would also have to be like a really big explanation because, let's see.
Oh yeah. They've had cure all along too. Like, I'm done. I'm like, stop it. You have brains. Fucking use them. Bad dog. Bad. Smack you on the nose.
Well, Jim Jordan, the horrible House of Representatives representative that Joe and Ashley have, that's from Ohio, who covered up the sex crimes in Ohio University. They all call him Jim, J-Y-G-Y-M Jordan, because he covered up wrestling, like, sexual harassment and rape. Yeah. And is this ringing a bell? Do you guys all know who I'm talking about? So, like, we fucking hate him all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But apparently he was frantically texting and calling Trump all day on January 6th. And he won't talk to them. His own coworkers. He's like, fuck you, House people who I work for. I did a really terrible job of explaining all of that. But basically, it's very clear that he was in on it. And he's just like evading like a little fucking eel. So like two things. One, fuck you, Jim Jordan, for covering up sex crimes that happened against college students. And always fuck you for that. And then two, for being a goddamn insurrectionist. And then three, for just generally being a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. We hate you, Jim Jordan. We hate you.
June.
Are you okay?
I'm really tired. I told Maggie earlier, fucking forgot about a meeting I had at 5 o'clock today.
Uh-oh. What were you doing? Picking up your kid or?
I was taking a nap. I was real tired. I totally forgot all about it. Like legit. I just remembered at 9 o'clock when I saw the reminder on my computer. Shannon, you have a meeting 5 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, that great. Happened.
Well, no one texted me, so guess they got along without me. I did have shit to say, though. Important shit to share.
But, I have things to tell you.
God damn it. Have I told everyone how much I love this new band Måneskin from Italy and how much I want to go see them in concert? I haven't. I've told everyone but the podcast.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think you've told us.
So Måneskin won Eurovision this year. They are like, they're really hot. And beautiful and like androgynous, and I'm really convinced that they're all like vampires from Italy because they're so beautiful. So there's three guys and a girl. The girl's the bass player, this guy guitar player, guy drummer, and the guy lead singer, and he just like fucking embodies rock and roll. He's like, if David Bowie and Freddie Mercury had an Italian love child, like fucking hot, and they dress like crazy awesome.
Yeah.
So they're my new favorite band. I listen to them all the time, and they have a sold out European spring tour. They're hitting all the major festivals this summer across Europe.
Aww.
And I'm like, Ben, I'll go to Italy and see Måneskin in Rome. They're playing. Play the Colosseum on July 9th. Want to go? So, I just really love them right now. They've been doing a lot of press. They did a little mini U.S. tour. You know, they were out like on Ellen, Jimmy Fallon. They opened for the Rolling Stones in Vegas. They played the Bowery Room in New York. They played a gig in L.A., so like they're dipping their toe in over here, but they're like committed to a summer in Europe. But they're just so fun. I just really love them.
That is fun.
Because I'm Italian. No. They're just a lot of fun. I really love them. So Måneskin, Maneskin. Look them up. They're on Spotify. They have all the social media stuff, but you know, they have social media stuff as far as like band stuff. Like they're not, the lead singer is actually kind of introverted, which you find sometimes an introverted lead singer who's like very flamboyant and crazy on stage. But like once he gets off stage, he's done.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's like that. He's actually like a shut-in. So. But yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Marathon weekend just finished at Disney World.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Dopey Challenge? Are you familiar with the Dopey Challenge?
Oh, is it like just showing up and not running?
No, right? It's showing up and running everything.
Oh, okay.
The Dopey Challenge.
Oh, it's the Sleepy Challenge, not doing anything.
There it is. Okay. That actually is a shirt.
Yeah, I know. 0.0 miles. The Sleepy.
Yeah, the Sleepy Challenge. Run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I slept while you ran.
Yeah.
So Thursday, 5K. Friday, 10K. Saturday, half marathon. Sunday, marathon. The Dopey Challenge is running all of those races.
Ugh. That more, it sounds like more like the Hercules Challenge.
Yes.
Or like, it's the Dopey Challenge because you're an idiot if you're trying to do it all. Dopey. So
for the first time ever,
that's condescending. Maybe it should be changed to something else.
For the first time ever, the same person came in first place all four races.
Yeah, that's bad. down.
And she's adorable.
Oh, look at her.
So that is the 5K. She's dressed as Elsa. Yes. Do you see that from Frozen?
Yeah. Did she shit her pants at all?
No. Oh. And then here she is dressed as Bing Bong.
Oh, yeah.
And then
where's Bing Bong from again? For those who might not know.
What's the Feelings one? The Feelings movie?
The head one?
Yeah.
Oh, Bing Bong is their tour guide through the brain.
Right? He's the imaginary friend.
Oh, the imaginary friend. Okay. But he helps them.
Yeah. He helps Joy get back. And it's right. The saddest part of the movie. He says, take her to the moon for me. And then you cry.
Yeah.
Because he sacrifices himself to get Joy back up where she's supposed to be.
Right.
And here he is. She is Joy. That was for the half marathon.
Yeah.
And then this one for the marathon is really sweet. She did the like Cruella, the model.
Yeah. I love it.
Isn't that sweet? So here's her, like Cruella.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So I was talking to my dad about it because he was like, there's no way that happened, because my dad used to be a serious runner. And he made me read off all of her times. So normally what would happen in a situation like that is some like buff 15-year-old would come in and like kill, like do a like 15-minute, you know, 5K where like, but hers was 17 in the low 17 minutes, which is good. It's really good, but it's not normally like winning on a national level good.
Right.
And then her 10K was good. This was all according to my dad, because he was doubting that this occurred. So I had to sit there and like.
Like all men do. Do we need to put your dad on the white men we hate list?
No.
Stop mansplaining and not believing us that a woman could do it. Jesus Christ.
What he was getting at. The same person who's going to win a marathon is very unlikely to be the same person to win a 5K. Yeah. Right? So I read, and her half marathon time was super good. And then her marathon time was just regular good. And he was like, okay, I see how this happened. And then he said that thing. He was like, normally some like young, hot upstart would like totally kick your ass in the short race, right? Some like high school runner who has perfect knees still.
Right.
And runs, perfect, you know, knees still. So he made me read off all of her times, and he was like, okay, I guess. Okay. And he was like, who does she run for? She's a professional runner.
Is she?
Her Instagram does say that she's a professional runner, but she doesn't run for anybody. She just is like a blogger and stuff. Here she is with her hair and all of her medals.
Oh, fun.
And her That's Cruella super cute. Hair.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. I hope she took a nice long bath.
Yes. I hope her knees are okay.
In the hot tub. Hope they didn't kick her out of the hot tub after 15 minutes by the pool.
That's right. You get to stay in as long as you want, Brittany. You ran all the races.
Right. You ran all the races. Stay in as long as you like, dear.
I just thought that was That was a cool little.
Very cool. Thing. Snaps for women.
Everybody in my, like, not everybody, there's like 5,000 people in the Disney running group that I'm a part of, but Jesus Christ, so many of them do the Dopey Challenge. Like, there was just pictures from Dopey all weekend. And I was like, this seems straight up dangerous. One guy actually had to quit at mile 15 during the marathon. He didn't say what was wrong, but I was just like, look at what you did accomplish.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. I think we should come up with our own Dopey Challenge, except it's like drinking every pub around the park. There we go. You read my mind.
There was a time when I could do that.
We can still do it.
I am out of drinking shape. I can't drink like how I used to.
It could be like, I mean, we've tried to drink around the world. We get 3/4 of the way around that. And then we're like, yeah, we're old. I think we I think if we drank the right thing, though, we could make it around the world. Like,
I actually think I agree with that. Actually,
if we just like if we drank beer around the world,
no. I can't do that. I zero.
Oh, you can't do that. But like, if we get like, I think we drink too many sweet things.
I agree with that.
That's our tummies.
I would agree. I agree with that. But when I was an alcoholic, I could drink a half a bottle of vodka in a night or six beers. And I tell that to people and they're like, those two things do not line up. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. That's what I could drink.
Right.
I could not do 11 beers around the world. My stomach does not have the capacity for it.
Right. It's the carbonation.
Six would A, fuck me up, and B, make me full. So, so it's got to be hard liquor and wine and not super sweet.
Yeah, I think we could do that if we picked the right things. And we can do shots of whiskey in England.
Right, that's what I mean.
And then, like, maybe wine in France.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, super sweet frozen Cosmos.
Right.
And then...
you can get, instead of, like, in Italy, instead of getting the Bellini, you can just get the, like, sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Where it's
it carbonation.
What?
That's carbonation.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then in America, I think you can get a whiskey and lemonade.
Right. So we would have to make choices like that, where in Japan we're just gonna drink straight sake.
Sake.
Yeah, I think we would have to choose what we drank.
And tequila in Mexico.
I still would want a margarita. But that's the thing, is that like, as long as you're not having like the slushy, a real margarita is not that sweet. You know, it's just all of those ones that have like all those syrups and flavors in them. Yeah. But if you just have like lime juice and agave and tequila. So I have another story for you that I didn't tell you about. I'm very excited about. Last year in late January, I took Puppy Lady to the Ice Sculpture Festival in Dexter. And then not long after that, she was like, I never want to speak to you again.
Right.
Like, great. Cool. But we went and we actually had a really good time at it. And while I was there looking at all the ice sculptures, I was like, man, like, I should be doing this. I should be... It is a community participation event. I should be participating as a member of the community, right?
Yes.
Some people put their, like, had the people do their business logo. That was it. They had their business logo carved into the block of ice. And I remember being there last year with Puppy Lady and being like, you did not understand the assignment.
I don't know if it really matters, they're paying for it.
They get to decide because they're paying for it, but what you are supposed to be doing is creating something enjoyable for the community.
Your Remax logo isn't enjoyable for the community.
Your Remax,
about a giant ice cream cone for the ice cream place, is that
they enjoyable? Did that actually was it the Dexter Creamery
was that
did
a triple scoop
ice cream cone
with strawberry syrup on top. Please tell me they used red dye and put some little...
there was no dye in any of them.
But so what, like, else? So we are, did you do one this year then?
I did it.
Fun.
Yes.
What'd you get? E equals MC squared and a beaker and a science beaker.
I have been, ever since we brought this up, I've been being like, how do I make that be cool? Because that could be really cool. Mm-hmm. But what I told them I wanted was a wise owl. And I said, I don't care what that means, like whatever that means to you, an owl on books, an owl with glasses, an owl with a graduation cap.
Yeah.
I want a wise owl.
Fun.
So I thought that would be cute.
Yeah. So when is that?
January 22nd.
Oh, well, we'll have to go to Dexter and take a walk around.
Yeah. Let me know when you're out there. I already have named my owl. I'm naming her Edelin after the owl lady from the Owl House.
Love it. Here for it.
Yeah. And I'm going to go take a million pictures and it's going to be on my Facebook, on my business Facebook. And I'm going to use her for everything because I paid an arm and a leg. And I don't think this is actually going to get me any business. So I'm going to take a million pictures of my owl Edelin.
Yeah. And then you have marketing too.
I'm marketing.
Fun. That's fun. I took a picture of my disgusting desk today. And I was like, let's play I Spy. And I really thought people were going to play I Spy, but I just got berated for how messy my desk was.
That was very rude of everybody. How dare they?
Like, no, you're supposed to like marvel at the crazy array of shit on my desk. I have a crazy array of shit on my desk. I have a green Viking horn. I mean, yeah. only one person did it, and she thought I had a vibrator on my desk, but it's actually a chapstick. But like, and my one friend did also spy my red swingline stapler, but like, he didn't say that until I was like, "Oh, my stapler's in its place. Did you find it?" And he was like, "I sure as hell did." Like, like, you know, people zoomed in and looked at shit. Like, why? Like, there's a candy thing from Harrods and a giant Loki water bottle and a random Coach purse and. Like, there's a lot of random bullshit on my desk, and I thought it'd be fun for people to zoom in and be like, oh, I see you have a gay rainbow mask. Oh, looks like your afternoon snacks. Is that a tent in the middle of your living room? Like, that's what, is your Christmas tree still up? Like, that's what I was looking for, people. That is what I was looking for.
I'm so sorry that they disappointed you.
Disappointed!
I actually did zoom in and I was like, what do I see that's interesting? And then I have ADHD and I forgot what I was doing. So like I did half of the assignment, right?
Oh my gosh. So my friend Elaine is an author, Elaine Reed, E-L-A-I-N-E-R-E-E-D. And she's at Elaine Writes on Instagram. Her books have gone from digital to paper. So mm-hmm. I have both of her books. I purchased them recently off Amazon. And I teased her. I was like, oh, if only I knew the author and she could sign them for me. Or maybe sign some of those like Avery stickers and I could just stick them in the front of the book like people do now. And she laughed. She's like, I can do that. And I'll be damned if I didn't get a package in the mail the other day. But it was a big package. And so I opened it and then the fucking bitch glitter bombed me with with a guitar shaped glitter, like big glitter pieces. And she sent me a little Elaine Writes tote bag and some stickers and a guitar shaped pencil that says "You rock." And then she sent me two stickers signed to me to Aww. Put in my books. And the kicker even is she did one in teal and one in hot pink. And those match her books. So she even made sure that like one went in the yellow book where it has teal writing and the other one goes in the teal book with the pink writing.
Oh,
so isn't that cute? So
that's so cute.
So much fun. So Elaine Reed, the girl you want is the first book, and then Have Love Will Travel is the second book, and then there's a prequel too. So, but she's always been very fun and adventurous, and I can't wait to read them. So, I've had them for a month now, so I probably should read them. Put down my like and romance novels on my phone and read a real book. So,
well, yeah. Speaking of giant packages, there's this guy.
Heyo.
I was about to say I'm just kidding, but I'm not just kidding. but I'm not going to talk about his dick.
What?
I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
Anyway, there was this guy who I became friends with my last semester of college. And
at U of M.
At U of M, okay. Right. And we were just like party buddies. We went out and drank out together every weekend for 4 months. And I got weirdly close with his family. Like his sister came and visited and like hung out with her. And then after I graduated college, but he was still in it, I went with him and his sister to Canada to take her drinking. Like I got weirdly close with his family and then also his older brother. So his older brother and I have been talking again lately. We've not spoken since that friend got married in 2008 So yeah. And the reason I brought this all up is he is also an author that has published real books. Fun. Yeah.
Is the brother single?
the one I'm talking to, not the one I used to be friends with. Yeah, I think so, but I don't know. Listen, I am not going to go there again. I don't think. Sure. Not seriously anyway. All right. So there was a time in
Sounds like it's a lost romantic family that you sounds like you were meant to be part of that family somehow, some way.
Okay. Wait. So,
I mean, there was that movie, The Family Stone.
I hooked up where I have hooked up with both of them. Okay. And
so did what's her face in Family Stone. So, ended up leaving Dylan McDermott for a Wilson boy.
And the younger one who had been my friend told me after I hooked up with his brother and his girlfriend at, and I quote.
Oh, there you go. There's that story. Yeah.
You are the, he said to me, you are the worst thing to happen in my life.
That's and, right. You told this story.
Then I'm at Ibar. Javi and I went to Ibar twice a week, most weeks, and definitely once a week, every week. And so I'm at Ibar one night with Javi and Sharky and someone else, one or two other people, but definitely Javi and Sharky. And I say to them, you know what, guys, I'm kind of tired. I think I'm going to go home. I was just kind of like, it's midnight and I just am kind of meh, not feeling it. And I turn around to leave and I bump right into the younger brother. And he looks happy to see me. And it's like, oh my God, Maggie. And I'm standing there just being like, because the last thing.
Forgetting that he declared you the worst thing to happen to his life. Because he hooked up with his brother and her girlfriend.
So he says to me.
Still think that there is potential sister-in-law material there.
So the younger brother, he says to me, he's like, what are you doing here? And I go, I live here.
I live here. What are you doing here?
Like, but I say it so like whining and awkward because I'm just so confused. He's so happy to see me. He's also confused that I'm there, but I live there. Right. And so he's just like chatting me up and is so happy to see me. And then I turn around again and bump into the older brother, and the younger one did not warn me that the other one, the older one, was there with him. And so I'm just like, hey, everybody, what's up? Right. So I talked to both of them and I'm just being like, this is great. And I turn around again and walk back to my group of friends who fully had thought I had left. And they were like, didn't you say like 40 minutes ago that you were leaving? And I tell them what has just occurred. And Javi and Sharky start laughing so hard, they're basically crying. And that is the night they told me that I am a pirate king because I like the booty so much. I mean, they both thought that was, I mean, because they know how often I'm at Ibar, right?
Right.
So they're just like, that's ridiculous. And you are ridiculous. This is all ridiculous. So that is why I am a pirate king to Javi and Sharky now.
I love it. I'm here for it.
And the older brother and I have been talking again.
Hey.
Yeah.
Do they live in Florida still?
They never lived in Florida. That was what was even weirder.
Oh, okay.
Matt went, the younger one went to U of M.
You went to college with them. Air Force. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you randomly ran into him, and my head is just catching up now. You randomly ran into these people in Orlando where you lived at the time and they didn't. They just happened to be there. Perfect. Yes. Okay.
And he knew I lived there. We were close enough that like He knew that I moved there.
Right.
I was living there. I was living in Orlando when he told me I was the worst thing to happen to his life.
Yeah. So you've been talking to his older brother who was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And
who travels the world. He's in Djibouti right now.
He's in Djibouti?
Yeah.
Love it. I know that's a real place.
I mean, it goes with me being a pirate king.
Yes, yes. He's in Djibouti! Hey-o!
Yeah.
What does he do for the Air Force?
But, you know, it's nice because he's far away. And so there's like, I don't... You know, because whenever anybody's like, I like you, I'm like, ew, gross, don't talk to me.
It's true.
So
I'm so kind of loving it, though. I'm loving the potential of Air Force boys coming home and sweeping you off your feet. You getting back in, getting back into the thick of it with that family who loved you.
I mean, okay, so.
You don't have to love his brother. I mean.
I don't. All right. Hilarious side story about the brother. We did ecstasy at
the big Webber's. Brother. The big brother.
Yeah.
Okay. The one all right. The one you're chatting with.
What? No. The younger one. The one I was close friends with. We did ecstasy.
Okay.
Back in college.
All right.
Right. When I get on ecstasy, which I can't do anymore because all my brain meds, it doesn't work. But back then it did because my brain was not fucked up yet. I get really like honest and vulnerable. And I said to him, and I was just being like
honest and vulnerable,
honest and vulnerable. And I go, I'm starting to get tired of sleeping with guys who don't care about me at all. And he just gets the most awkward look on his face. Was like, well, and I go, don't finish that sentence. don't sit here and lie to me.
I'm sure you were sleeping with more than one person at that time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I told him that. I was like, we're allowed to sleep with other people.
Yeah.
We just have to be honest about what's going on. That's always how I've been.
Right.
He's like, but I care about you. Like, he just looks so awkward. And I was like, this is not about you. This is about my heart and how it feels.
It's not about you. It's about me.
It's about me.
You're not marrying me. Matter of fact, I might marry your brother in 20 years. Who knows?
Well, you know, I became friends with his brother on LiveJournal. He was in the Air Force at that time. And I was like, if I'd met them at the same time, I would have totally had a crush on the older brother. Like if I'd had my choice.
Right. I'll have to see where that goes.
It's going nowhere. And that's what I like about it.
We'll see.
All right. So do you see this shirt?
Yes. Adventurers Club. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was my favorite place at Pleasure Island.
Yes. The Hoochies have arrived.
I was going to bring that up. That's Shannon's favorite story. We haven't told it on the podcast in a while, so I'm going to wrap around and do it real quick.
Oh, I tell it to everyone. I don't think we have to retell it again.
Oh, okay. I just thought we hadn't brought it up in a long time. We used to quote it quite often.
Okay. So it's an Adventurers Club t-shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
And it looks like it's in the shirt is in the style of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes. It's like cartoon drawn caricatures of all the people from the bar.
Yep.
The South African Hunters Adventurer Club.
Unfortunately, Graves isn't there. The butler yelled.
So
not on the shirt. It is a sad story.
He should be on the shirt with ringing a bell with three little hoochies behind him. The hoochies have arrived.
This is the puppet that was on the wall who once made fun of me and Julie for being too drunk.
Nice.
The puppet on the wall mocked us. Careful. And the younger brother, the same family, younger brother and the sister came and visited me later that same year. And I got to hold the microphone for the guy who was performing doing a kazoo solo. And the younger brother, Matt, took a picture of me. And I look like, I think this is the greatest moment of my entire life. Like the guy who was performing came down and handed me the microphone so he could do a kazoo solo. And he was like, flirting, you know, I mean, it was all a show. It was all ridiculous. But like in this picture, I just look like, I am a kazoo solo.
Nice.
Doing to me. So somebody posted this on Twitter yesterday, this Adventurers Club shirt. And they said, it is on sale at Disney Springs. And then
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. This
podcast. Did you send Julie to go buy it for you?
I'm sending my brother and his wife to go buy it for me.
There you go.
Because they're there right now. But unfortunately, this podcaster who I follow is the one who is the, hi, little cat. My cat is here. He said, oh crap, I need this, right? And then I responded, not to be dramatic, but I would sell my niece to the circus for that shirt. And then
did your sister-in-law see that?
Joseph saw it. My brother saw it. So my friend Casey says, I hope she's not on Twitter. And then Joseph responds and says, she's not, but her dad is. Angry face, angry face, angry face. Then the other podcast host, not the first one who originally posted it, but the other one said, oh boy, awkward. Sir, we are selling your daughter for a lightweight tee. And then the first podcast host goes, I mean, has he seen the shirt? This whole thing had me in tears the whole time. Like, I'm dying laughing. And then Joseph and I were talking about it today because he responded like totally deadpan, yes,
right.
Right. So I'm telling him about how this is all cracking me up. And then when we're talking, I said, because here's the thing, on Twitter, I was just trying to come up with like the funniest thing I could think of.
Right.
Like, what is the funniest thing? And at first I was like, I would commit a murder. And I was like, but like people threaten murder all the time on Twitter. Like, what's something funnier? Right. Like, so sell my niece to the circus for the shirt. And then so Joseph and I were talking about it today. And I said, I meant Catherine. She's going to get so much more money than Zelda would.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so funny.
It was the so whole funny. Thing.
The whole thing. Delightful. My yes. cheeks hurt now from laughing so much. Oh my God.
Has he seen the shirt?
Has he seen the shirt?
But that's the thing. I am.
I mean, at this, I've had a toddler. I would sell my toddler for like a case of beer at, you know, certain points in my life. So it's legit, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I want that Adventurers Club shirt so bad. I sent them like the store that it's at. I sent them a link to the store so that they can see it on the map when they go to Disney Springs. Like, I need that shirt.
You're funny.
I need that shirt.
Yeah. Better get it before it sells out.
I had that same thought. And then I remembered that it's a niche thing, mm-hmm. you know? Like, yes, there are Adventurers Club super fans like myself out there, but most people who go to that store and see that shirt are not going to have any idea what it means.
Right. Oh, all righty. Let's see what we're at. I have been keeping track of the time. We are at 40 minutes.
So. Well, those were my three stories.
Oh, fun. COVID's still killing everyone. We go to Florida and like, a little over a month. So by the time, by the time this comes out, it will be a month to the day. So unless I decide to be productive and post this early this week. But
COVID numbers better be on the way down by then.
Yeah. So getting super excited for a girl trip to Orlando. Man, tits out. I should get us all shirts that just say tits out on them.
You already got us drinking shirts.
I know. I keep buying them too.
Raven sloshed.
Slytherin drunk. I don't know what the Slytherin one is.
Slytherin. Yeah, it is Slytherin.
Slytherin. Griffin drunk.
Griffin drunk. And Hufflebuzzed.
Hufflebuzzed. So we'll wear those to Universal.
Yes.
And be a gaggle of women drinking our way through the park that day.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to do Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Me too. Krupa might be getting hitched possibly in the near future, maybe sometime soon. And she will have a big fat Indian wedding and then hopefully an American wedding. And I'm like, she's like, Shannon, I want to go to India and get my wedding dress.
Yeah.
She's like, do you want to go with me? I was like, yeah, I want to go to India and buy a wedding dress. She's like, Andrea will go. And she's like, Andrea's like, I want to go. And she's like, you want to go? I was like, yeah, I kind of do want to go wedding dress shopping in India. Like, who doesn't? So that might happen. Yeah. Maybe we'll pop off to Italy and see Måneskin while we're in the area.
Yeah, while you're in the area.
See what happens if you give me a passport? Like, all hell breaks loose. I should have never got one. My husband should have known better and just contained me to this country. Anyway, for our 13 listeners, and I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. If anyone knows Krupa who randomly listens to this, like that was just a conversation we had last night. So don't, just not engaged. I repeat, not engaged. Just
right.
Currently wistful thinking. So, I repeat, not engaged.
Not engaged.
Anyway, oh, it's Lisa's 21st birthday today. Woo! I said
happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday to you. You can drink in America now. We can't wait to see you in November. When we get drunk in Vegas. Woo! Yeah. Scott and I were supposed to take shots, videos of ourselves taking shots for her tonight and send it to her.
Aw. That's for Lisa.
I guess we could take shots.
You and I. What am I drinking?
Anyway. All right. Do we want to wrap it up before my internet decides to fucking crap out again on us?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's.
It's been temperamental. I should just restart my router. Be like, it's okay. You turn it on and off. So, all right. 303.
Yeah, you guys can find us on all the places that you find podcasts, except for Spotify, apparently. But Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher.
That's it. Those three. Podbean, Apple, Stitcher.
Okay, those are the ones. Find us those places. Also, like us on Facebook. Give us a 5-star review on podcasts. 5 stars. They talk about dicks way too much.
5 stars. These cackling women won't shut up about dicks. 5 stars.
5 stars. Less dick content, please.
5 stars. They keep dildos on their desktops. Stop it.
All right. So yes, Facebook friend us, give us a review. Also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 303 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Bye.
Slave, I wanna be a master. I wanna make your heartbeat run like roller coasters. I wanna be a good boy, I wanna be a gangster. Cause you could be the beauty and I could be the monster. I love you since this morning, no, just for aesthetic. I wanna touch your body so far.